I'm here with community organizer Justin Michael to discuss his new project, Making Music for Making Changes. Justin, tell us about it.
Making Music for Making Changes was an idea that me and some friends had a few years ago when we were involved with a local nonprofit called The Green Band. That idea has grown a lot in the last few years as we've seen the music and the environment in Central Minnesota changing. And what I mean by that is there's such a desire for music in this community. I mean, you can see with what's happened with Summertime by George. This next year, we're expecting 100,000 people to come into Central Minnesota to see music. But at the same time, we're getting together. We want to see music, but why not get together and celebrate an organization or a group in town that's making changes in Central Minnesota? And so the idea is to create a celebration, not only just around the music, not only around community, but coming together to help create those changes that these organizations are providing for us here in Central Minnesota. I see St. Cloud as a place that's been growing culturally for the last several years, and I'd like to see the music be the forefront of that change. We've got so many wonderful organizations in town doing so much, and there's so many talented people in this community, across our state, and just in the Midwest. And so providing them a stage, providing them an audience, and also getting more awareness out there about those individuals in town who are pioneering these wonderful things going on in our community. The one goal I'd like to accomplish is spreading awareness through celebration and music and dancing. The first show that we have coming up is Thursday, May 23rd at the Red Carpet Nightclub, downtown St. Cloud. It starts at 8:30, and this first event is going to be sponsoring the Central Minnesota Sustainability Project. They're an organization in town that's bringing land back to our community here in St. Cloud, providing access to low-income families, our skilled immigrant population, servicing not only over 60 families at their Main Prairie Road Community Garden, but also several local businesses. So it's about feeding this community. It's about teaching people how to raise and grow their own food by having an event that also incorporates other sustainable organizations supporting this movement that's going on in Central Minnesota with some really good music too. On Thursday, the 23rd, we've got the Zombie Pitch String Band, the Hobo Nephews of Uncle Frank, and the Evergreen Grass Band. And if you haven't heard the Evergreen Grass Band, they are phenomenal. Tickets are $10, and the proceeds are going to a new watering system at the Main Prairie Road Community Garden that CMSP has in St. Cloud here. My goal is to make our downtown a spot for the entire Central Minnesota community to come kind of rally around and celebrate the music again.